This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1692, a fun and fresh way to say no thank you in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In this episode, you'll learn one of the most natural and common ways that native English speakers say that they don't need something. Listen in for Natural English today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, can I get you a glass of water?
I'm good.
All right, good.
Okay. Well, good. Okay, good.
All right, good. I didn't want to get it for you anyway. Just kidding.
That's so weird, right? For our listeners, maybe they would have thought I would say no thank you or something like that, but this is much more natural what I just said.
It is very, very natural. So we're going to be talking about this today because our listener, CL, asked us a question about when people say, I'm good. CL, again, we want to shout out to CL, who is an amazing listener, sends us amazing questions, and has listened to every episode. So again, thank you, CL.
So amazing. I have a feeling we have a couple of listeners out there who have listened to every single episode of All Ears English. So let us know who you are, guys. Drop me an email, lindsay@allearsenglish.com. And if you've listened to every episode, we will definitely announce your name on the show. That is amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So do we have a question? Should I read the question?
All right. Go for it.
All right. So CL says, when someone offers you more food or drink, right? I know. So the question is about when someone is offering you more food or drink. They said, I know when people say I'm good, it means they don't want it or want it more in a polite way. Is there any other way to say it, which has the same level of politeness? Is no thank you less polite? How about thanks, but no thanks? I always hear it in a more sarcastic way. Is it less common to use this in a genuine way, or does it only depend on the tone? Great question.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Another good CL question. We love CL.
Yeah, we do.
So, we're going to get more into this in a second. But Lindsay, what do we want to tell our listeners?
Guys, we have another podcast and we've seen a lot more students getting ready for IELTS this fall. So we think that, you know, there's going to be some immigration happening soon here. If you're getting ready to immigrate abroad, bring your family abroad, you probably need to take IELTS. And we're the only place you need to go to train for the IELTS exam. So go and find the IELTS Energy podcast, go and hit follow on that and get started there. It's so fantastic.
Awesome. Yes, I love it. I love it. All right. So I'm good. So answering with I'm good when somebody's offering you food or drink, it basically means that you don't need something because you have enough,
right?
Or you just don't want any more. So that's why you would say like, oh, I'm good. It's like, I don't want any more. I have enough still, right? I'm good, right?
Yeah, totally. I personally think it's more casual than saying no thank you. What do you think?
I totally agree. Yeah. It's very casual.
Yeah.
It's very casual. But CL asked, is no thank you less polite? No, I don't think so. I think it's the same. But again, I think it's just a little bit more formal, actually. So, like, I might... I don't know. It's because this is one of those things where I would say it's really casual, but I think that it's used in many situations. Like, I don't know, in a fancy restaurant, I may not say I'm good, but I might.
Right, right. Yeah. I think in a fancy restaurant. Yeah, it's so hard. I think it's just really modern. It's just a very modern way to respond to that, right? No thank you is kind of a classic. It's very polite. It's very formal. But if you want a more modern and relevant way, you could say I'm good. And sure, you could say it in a fancy restaurant. It just, I think, Michelle, it's about kind of mirroring who's around you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you dining with? Like, how are they speaking? If you feel like you want to fit in, you might elevate your language a little bit. You might sit up straighter at the table. Then you might say, no, thank you. Right. But if everyone is just being casual, you might say, I'm good.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I agree with you. I mean, the other question CL asked was about thanks, but no thanks. CL said, I always hear it in more sarcastic ways. It's less common to use this in a genuine way. I don't think people use this in a genuine way, Lindsay. What do you think?
No, that's why I laughed when I read that. So
yeah.
No, that's meant in kind of a snarky way. Thanks, but no thanks, right?
Yeah.
That's not something you want to use in an earnest, genuine way. So stay away from that entirely, I would say, until you know how you're using it. You know what you're trying to say. That's a way of saying you definitely don't want that thing. And you may not say it directly to someone. You might report that to someone else, saying someone offered you something and you said thanks but no thanks. Right? So stay away from that one is my advice.
Right, right, right. Exactly. I think it would be pretty rude. I mean, so Lindsay, do you say I'm good instead of no thanks or no thank you?
Yeah, I would be much more likely to say I'm good. I'm just not a very formal person. I can get buttoned up and formal if I need to. If for some reason I'm invited to the governor's mansion for dinner, I'll say no thank you. Right. just being funny here. I mean, it also depends on my mood. It depends on what I'm wearing, who's around, what kind of restaurant it is, what food it is. A lot of things could influence this.
Right, right, right. Exactly.
Are you taking IELTS anytime in the next year? Go and hit follow on the IELTS Energy podcast, where you'll find Jessica and Aubrey over there creating awesome tips and tricks based on 14 years of IELTS examiner experience. So go and search in the search bar for the IELTS Energy podcast and hit follow now. And we'll see you over there.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Exactly. I mean, and do you think it's only used for food and or drink? Like, or can it be used in other situations if somebody offers you something?
I think it can be used in a lot of other situations.
Yeah.
You know, for example, if someone invites you out to do something, you know, hey, I got an extra ticket for the concert this weekend. You want to join me? Oh, no, thanks. I'm good. I guess you would say I'm good. I think it's more common when someone's offering you food or drink, something very tangible.
Right.
Well, what do you
or
think?
Or maybe
Michelle?
Like, I don't know. I'm just thinking if you like get outside and somebody's like, oh, like if you're at a friend's house and you guys are both going outside and it's kind of cold, like, and your friend says, oh, like, I think it got chilly. Do you want to borrow a sweater? Like, you might say like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm good. Yeah, exactly. So someone kind of physically offering you something is the more common thing, but it doesn't have to be just food or drink.
Exactly. Exactly. Guys, listen to episode way back, episode 444, which was how to be polite in an American dining situation to find out more about that.
Yeah. And I just want to, before we go any further in the episode, I can hear our listeners challenging us and pushing back on one thing, right? The whole I'm good versus I'm well thing. I think
we did an episode on that.
Yeah. This is going to rear its head here for our listeners. Guys, and you know, of course, I'm good can be used to answer the question, how are you, as well, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm good or I'm well, we've talked about I'm well is a little bit more grammatically correct, but I'm good is totally acceptable, right? In mm-hmm. everyday life. And this is the same thing. But in this case, you would never interchange it for I'm well, right? Do you want a drink? Do you want another beer? I would never say I'm well. Okay. No. I just want to make sure that's clear because I think our listeners might get a little confused. So this is more of a chunk, a casual idiomatic chunk. Okay.
Exactly. But if you do want to hear that episode, that is episode 1047. Okay. 1047. Mm-hmm. I'm good versus I'm well.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's a good one too. 1047. Good. Okay. So do we have a role play for our listeners?
Yes, let's do it. Okay. So here I am hosting a dinner for friends.
Okay.
Okay. And you are one of those friends.
All right.
Okay. Lindsay, do you want any more cake?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. That's just a quick one. Here we are, coworkers. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, okay. Go ahead.
All right. I have some extra file folders. Could you use some more?
I'm good, but thank you.
Yeah. So I like how we're showing how we can continue this up with I'm good, thanks, or I'm good, but thank you, right? There's a few things you can put after that. Or you can just say I'm good, but it might be a little short, right? If you just stop with I'm good.
True, mm-hmm. true. If, yeah, that's a good point. Or you can add before, like Lindsay, would you ever say no, I'm good, or yeah. like nah, I'm good, mm-hmm. yeah.
For sure, yeah, exactly. That makes total sense. Mm-hmm. So should we try the next one, Michelle, in the next scenario?
Yes, let's do it. Okay. All right, here, you are the waitress.
Okay, here we go. Can I get you anything else?
I think we're good. Just the check, please.
Yeah, and that was what we were going to introduce different. Just a few seconds ago. So we skipped over that, but that's another way. No, that's another way that you might use this. If you were speaking for the whole group, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Or just saying like, I think we're good, right? Like sometimes you can add, I think to it, like, oh, I think we're good. Like, I feel like that's very common, especially when talking about the group.
Yeah, this is so common. The more that we go through this episode, I'm glad that CL asked that. CL has very relevant questions, yes. very natural and relevant questions. But this is one of the top probably 20 most common things that at least American English speakers say, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I think all the time at every meal I'm eat out, I think that I probably say this. Yeah. So, I mean, what about when you're asking, can you use good?
Oh, yeah. Another good way this is useful. Okay. So you could say something like, yeah, maybe you, again, you're hosting someone and they've come over or you're out and you're the waitress or the waiter. Do you need more water or are you good?
Right. Okay. I think that's very common. So like to say like, it's basically saying, is everything okay? Like, mm-hmm. can I get you more? But it just saying, or are you good?
Or I think good. That's good. Yeah, and be careful. That could be kind of hard to say. So practice that, guys, right? Or are you good? Just saying right. it fast could be kind of a tongue twister, at least for me.
So yeah, that's a very useful way to ask as well. I mean, Lindsay, what are some other ways to say I'm good, basically?
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely done all set before, but that's another, mm-hmm. we've probably got another episode about all set.
Probably. But,
you know, I'm all set. No thanks. We're all set. Very mm-hmm. common, means the same thing, guys. And again, you want to use these two to mix it up. No thanks, more straightforward, just no thanks. Mm-hmm. Or none for me, thanks. And this is really when you're being offered food or drink, isn't it? It's not a blanket yeah. or a jacket or anything like that. That would be weird.
right. Very good point. No, that's for food or drink.
Yeah.
But guys, those are just some other ways that you can say it. But I'm good is very, very natural, very useful, common way to say no thank you, basically.
Yeah, I love it. So Michelle, what's the takeaway? I honestly, as we have moved down through this episode, I feel like it's one of the more useful episodes for our listeners, especially if you guys are living in the U.S. and you're going out to eat and you're, you know, talking to coworkers, people are offering you things. Or the other situation I just thought of, Michelle, is when you're shopping and the store clerk comes up. Do you need any help? Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm good. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's another good way that it's used.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So what's the takeaway for our listeners today?
Guys, this is a fun and fresh way to say no thank you, courtesy of our student, our wonderful listener, CL. You know, try it out in certain situations. And, you know, you can try using it in the questions you ask, in your answers, many different ways. And let us know how it goes.
A fun and fresh way to say thank you. I love it, Michelle. That might have to be the title of today's episode. We'll see. We'll see. So, guys, remember again, go to find the IELTS Energy podcast if IELTS is anywhere in your future, because we have 14 years of examiner experience over there ready to help you get that score you need. IELTS Energy podcast. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Okay. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.